everybody. This is Brian Quain with BeforeYouSubmit.com. As always, we got Jim DeSantis, Movie Brain Rot.
How you doing, Brian?
I am good, Jim. Another day, another podcast. And
I'm excited about this tip.
I like this one because you and I are good guys. We're doing our festival tips. I guess we kind of figured that with you going to so many festivals and me going to so many festivals and being part of it, why don't we tell people how to festival? You read them, and every festival site has one.
Yeah, but people are afraid. But seriously, people are when I tell people about a festival, they're kind of afraid of it. They're a little afraid of it. It's overwhelming. It's like sitting down at a poker table for the first time. You're a little overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going in there. Because what happens is we're so conditioned as a society to watch a trailer and to be turned on by a trailer and then go into a movie. This is kind of backwards.
Good call, because there's many times where even friends of mine, I shit you not, friends of mine go, how'd the festival go? Oh, good. It's like, yeah, I need to go one day. Why didn't you? Well, I mean, that's their thing.
Right.
We're not a secret club.
We're open.
We're not the Skulls. You know, fuck it.
We're
not
the Skulls. We're open. Bring it in. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
And you know, that's another thing too, going into this tip, the staff is very friendly. And I think that's what this tip is
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
This staff is very tip. They're not stuck up. They're not like this pseudo thing where you're going into like the secret record store where they can't talk
to
anybody.
Exactly.
They want to tell you about their movies. They're all volunteers. People are very excited about what they know. They want to tell you.
Shit, these people work a year. I'm not kidding people. A festival takes a year of planning. It really does. That week takes a year. And, you know, sometimes it's mostly funding, but it takes getting these volunteers, getting these, getting the knowledge, getting the people that, these volunteers come back every year. They remember your face. I mean, people I still kind of go, it's like, hey, you know, hi, Brian. It's like, ooh, hey, you. But it's still like, oh, I remember that face though. And I introduce myself again. And it's just like, they want that. They want you. I don't have any of my festival books in here, do I? But it's almost to the point where I wanted to interact with it. Grab the...
Walk up
to you and say, hey, have you heard of this film and how easy is it for you? Yes,
you know
I have.
Why? It's exactly that. Because, you know, I spend exactly 10 days working on a festival myself. I look at all the stuff that comes out in the paper, then I take your input, and then I plan out what I was going to do.
Right.
Well, you know, these people have been involved on your level, and even worse than that, I'm talking even like the volunteers, they've been involved in this on a level where they're with it every day, and they've fallen in love with certain films.
Exactly.
And they're the only marketing that film has, pretty much.
There are festivals that I've worked where I think they're really nice enough to, they open up press screenings to volunteers, which I think is the smartest thing.
Very smart.
If you're a festival, hear me out. Please, some festivals have Ask Me People, which I think is fantastic, where people have buttons that say, I've seen the film.
It's like their favorite film of the festival.
Yeah, they can even work on it. Like,
I got you.
A festival's own little street team.
I love that.
Yeah, so
I really
like
that.
I think it is smart. I say the best thing to do is get to know the staff. And if it is a local, if you are going to your local city's festival and it's in their third, fourth, fifth year, chances are they're going to have a sixth, seventh, and eighth year. So I say you're going to want to get to know that staff. And if it's a volunteer, you never know where they're going to be next year. If it's the programming director, you're in great hands, because that guy will now know what's going on, definitely with that festival, but even what's coming up into what these films are going to do later on.
Right.
DVD, what sites have picked it up, Hulu. I mean, like, we see Crawford release on Hulu. You could watch Crawford. This was like a week ago or so, and it's on Hulu.
Right.
So there's seeing it first. Be the person to see it first, and definitely. These people want you to sit in that theater.
They do.
Festival wants your money. Let's be honest.
They do. They need your money.
They
need your money, and you know they base on their if their films are significant on and whether the theater is filled or not. They look at the theater, and that's how they base it. You know, and these are everybody's babies. They're their babies.
Babies.
You know, like we were talking before. That's a term we use.
Use it. I love it.
Yeah, we do. We use it in the festival, and everybody uses it around. It's like basically what happens is, you know, the people that make the films, they love the films. And the people that go to the films, they love the films too. And like I said, I'm going in cold, you know.
Right.
I go in cold, like perfect example, I just want to mention this real quick. I saw Doc a couple years ago that I was going to see something else, and Brian said, did you see Bike? I would have never thought to see Bike.
Yeah.
And Brian was like, see Bike, it's a documentary, and you can't go wrong with documentaries, I think, anyway. he was like, just go see Bike. You're going to love it. It's probably not going to get released. So, see it.
And good for these guys because they worked their asses off and it's done well. It's done well.
It's done very well. Surprisingly, because it's a niche and it's not
If you're listening to this podcast, please grab a pen, paper.
Always grab a pen and paper for these podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. We should start doing that. We should honestly, in the beginning of it, saying, you know, picture pages it. You know, it's time to grab your crayons and pencils. Hopefully you're writing down Bike right now.
Write it down.
It is an acquired taste. It's got music from, like, Panthers, Locust, bands that are probably going over your head, like grindcore, more hardcore. But the editing and what Tony had to do to get into this Bike gang and this underground scene in New York, it's a fantastic doc. This was, what, 3 years ago?
It was three years ago or so. And, you know, the funny thing about going to see a movie off of a recommendation is, like I said, I had no preconceived notion of this film.
And this goes back to our festival tip number one.
Exactly.
So if you're hearing this and you haven't heard festival tip number one, listen to it.
Definitely go back to the first one. You know, I listened to the staff. I wrote that down. It was not one I had on my list because, listen, you have to make the way that these guys do this is they come up with these blurbs. They have to come up with a blurb, which is like a small paragraph on what they feel.
It's a small synopsis
of the film. And they write hundreds of them, and then, you know, that doesn't, I mean, it describes a film, yes, but, I mean, you can't describe a movie like this in that little bit. You need to hear the passion from somebody else's voice, like somebody said, I saw it.
I've seen it.
I loved it. I'm recommending it. I'm not saying that other movies are bad, but I'm saying you have to see this movie.
Yeah, never. I mean, you got to remember, of festivals, submissions go over 1,000. I mean, 1,000. So you're telling me you have to pick 10 out of...
Right.
200, 300 docs that get submitted to a festival. It's hard.
It's amazing.
It is. And there's a lot of recommendations from people from other festivals that we get. And it's hard. It really is hard to pick that 10.
I say get to know your committees, too. Like, get to know the different people on the committee.
Yeah, the people that you see in festivals. I usually do the intros and the Q&As. And come up to me. Oh, my God. If you see Brian Wayne, come up to me after a film. Come up to me. We have badges. We have badges on.
For a reason.
So come up to us and talk to us. We love talking to you. I love it. You see me. You know, Vanessa watches me go. And she's like, oh, look at Brian. He's crazy. Woo! But that's it. This is my passion. This is my life. My company's based around it.
I
trusted film festivals so much that I started a company on it. And
Absolutely.
I love it. I love watching your films, filmmakers. I love telling you what the festivals want to see. So that's another...
Yeah,
here we go. There's another tip that comes up for tip number three. So
no, the interaction is important because you don't get that in a normal theater experience, and that is what I'm talking about. When you go to a movie theater and you see a movie like, you know, like I want to see Quarantine, unless I bring Brian Quain with me to see Quarantine this weekend, which, you know, probably won't happen because he's going to be out of town, is that I will not get that interaction. The interaction that you need to see, the buzz, there are people floating around.
Yeah,
you know, it's not only the staff either. It's all the people around you, the people that go to these things all the time. You get to kind of know their vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to know like, what they like and don't like. And you can feel free to ask anybody. They're so excited when they stand in line to talk.
Yeah,
to
don't feel that because you're at a festival or you're in a movie theater and it's just a festival that it's like you're going to a movie of seeing Quarantine or films that have
right.
been out.
Exactly.
It's, you're seeing something that's taken a long time to get that film to where it is right now,
exactly.
that day, and it usually gets one or two screenings. And those one
if
or two screenings,
lucky.
People want to sit in that theater. They want your asses planted in those seats. It's not like going to somebody's going to rip your ticket and
no.
be like,
and plus, that might not be the,
to the right.
That might not be the finished product either. This
that
movie,
might not, yeah.
This movie may change by the time it gets, even if it gets
that
to the theater, it
happened.
Could change.
That's happened, DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Sorry. Paranormal Activity. Can I have it? So, if the director heard that, please, we want to see that film finally come out.
S-B-Y-S.
Yeah, so, P.O. Box. Alright, so, that's it. Tip number two, get to know your staff. It's easy as that. And, give them a high five. Give them a hug. They like those too.
Absolutely.
So.
Interaction.
Love it. Alright, guys.
See ya.
We'll see you soon. Bye.